there is an interesting trend at Fontana or Auto Club Speedway. Now, this trend didn't come into play last year, and I'm sure the FanVice, now Osmo members, will be quick to point that out. And I was completely wrong last year, because last year was the first time that this trend did not come into play. But I'm still going to tell you what has happened in the years leading up to it. Now, again, what will the high downforce package, low horsepower package, how's that going to work at Fontana in terms of this trend? I don't know. So far, what we've seen with this slow car with that is glued to the track, we're not seeing very many wrecks. Now, it's going to connect to the trend that I'm about to talk to. We're not seeing very many wrecks because you can literally slam into a car and they're not really getting loose. In the past, when we had a really loose race car and you kind of bumped into a guy's fender, it sent a guy spinning and flying out of control because the cars had very little aerodynamic downforce. If you lifted them a little bit or you disturbed the air a little bit, they could easily get loose and we had wrecks. Now the cars are glued to the track and you can really bump into a guy pretty good and you're not wrecking them. At Fontana, you have a very wide track and I don't know what's going to happen. I am interested to see what's going to happen in practice. Probably not going to be a very exciting race. No big deal. Not worried about that. We're in the business of trying to predict what happens. Unfortunately, and that can ruin our lives. But I don't know what's going to happen in the package. I can't answer that. But we can talk about the trend that exists. Again, last year, the trend didn't happen. We saw a really green race. But again, that was kind of the trend of 2018, was super green races. So you're going to have two conflicting trends that you're going to have to decide which one you think will happen. Again, that's our business here, is we're trying to predict what's going to happen. I wish that we could just sit down and enjoy the race, but we're trying to win money. You are giving me $5 for a spreadsheet because you want to win money. Sure, you want to enjoy the race while playing fantasy sports. That's cool, but that's secondary to winning the cash. So I get that, and here's the question. We've seen a lot of green racing so far this year. Now, I'm recording this before the Phoenix race. I don't know. I'm assuming that the Phoenix race will be green too because of the high downforce. And you just, they're not wrecking. They're slow cars, there's high downforce. It's just, they're expert drivers. I don't see where they're going to wreck or how they're going to wreck. And looking at the lap speeds, I don't expect there to be tire issues. I know we're hyping up tire issues during the week, but now that I've seen the practice laps, so again, I'm recording this before the Phoenix race, but I don't expect the tire issues to come into play. We're really worried, but when I look at the tire wear during, and I can't see the tire wear in practice, but I can look at the tire fall off, and there was more fall off last year in the older package, which had less downforce. Whatever reason it is, I think the tire is a really good tire, and the tire is very stable, and the adjustments that they made in, they probably went too far and made the tire way too hard, and it's not going to fall off at all. At least that's what I look at when I saw the 20 lap runs, the 30 lap run, 15, 20, 50, I'm just shooting numbers out in my head, 15, 20, 25 lap runs, it didn't seem like a lot of fall off. I saw more fall off on last year's spring practice laps. And you can look, I shared I found the 2018 practice laps that I had. It's not completely lap by lap, but I had every 5 laps or so. And I put that in the spreadsheet this week if you purchased, and you could see last year it looked like there was more fall off than there was this year. So I don't think Phoenix is going to be a crazy race. I expect it to continue the trend of green. So again, this week you have the option. Are we going to continue the green flag march, which hit its pinnacle at Las Vegas with not a real caution during the entire race? We haven't seen that in decades, literally a decade. Or does Fontana turn into Fontana? Okay, so you know all about the green flag trend. Let's talk about Fontana. Now, last year at Fontana, we did not get the cautions at the end. We ended with a 68-lap green flag run, which is an anomaly for Fontana and also Michigan, which Michigan isn't as extreme with constantly ending with a caution and green-white shootout finishes where guys get a bunch of spots at the end in terms of place differential who probably didn't deserve it. But we get that at Fontana, and I might do a podcast later this week where I go a little bit more into the details. Right now, I'm just going to look at the cautions at the end of the race at Fontana. So again, last year, we had a 68-lap green flag run, which is a lot of laps at Fontana. That's a long green flag run to finish the race. That is an anomaly. Now we look at previous, let's go 2017, Fontana, and we get a caution on lap 198. And we end with a green-white shootout, and you get guys, and I'm not going to go into this, but you get guys finishing inside the top 10 that likely did not deserve to finish in the top 10. They just nailed that last restart and grabbed a bunch of points. And how many guys did we get finishing on the lead lap? We had 23. But that's more of a product of having a lot of cautions during the race. We're not going to have that. There is no way. The question is, do we get this weird trend that really cannot be explained where we always get a short run to the finish at Fontana? It's strange. There is really no physical, no scientific explanation of why this occurs so often, but it does. And I'm going to walk you through that it does. And your decision this week is, of course, the race is going to be very green. There is no denying that. And there shouldn't be very many cars on the lead lap. But the question is, do you believe that this phenomenon that didn't happen last year, so green won last year, but we're talking about a decade, I'm telling you, a decade of bizarre caution at the end every time at Fontana. Almost like they're trying their best to get this goofy finish that's exciting to amp up and promote this track. It's strange. So that's the question that you're going to have circling in the back of your head. Didn't happen last year, but could it happen this year where we get the caution at the end? Let's just look. 2016. Did it happen? Well, of course it happened. That's what I'm talking about here. You get a caution on lap 200, and it's a freaking debris caution. And the caution before that was a debris caution. I thought they weren't going to do debris cautions anymore with the stages. Yes. Well, this was 2016, so this was before 2016. Do we have stages in 2016? I think we had stages in 2016. Maybe we didn't. I don't know. It all runs again. No, we didn't have stages in 2016. We didn't. We had them in 2017. Yes, that was okay. This guy's supposed to know NASCAR. Yeah, so sometimes it all runs again. By the way, you get the caution at the end. You get a green-white shootout. So that's 2017 and 2016. Now, 2018, remember, green wins. But 17-16. Let's go back to 2015. And guess what? We get a caution on lap. Gotta love looking at Fontana. I love it. So if we look at Fontana, there was 7 cautions. 5 of those were debris cautions. Apparently, Fontana, California is the dirtiest place on earth. We talk about they should have never built this track on that ancient Indian burial ground. Well, they shouldn't have built this track on a dump. Apparently, they took like an old trash dump and, you know, they have that, has that smell, that yogurty smell. Apparently, they must have built the track either on top of an old dump, like, you know, they build golf courses, or right next to one because you have 5 debris cautions. How do you do that? But what's even more amazing is NASCAR felt the obligation to throw 3 of those in the final 10 laps of the race. You got a debris caution on 186, on 200, and on 204. What a freaking joke. Now, this one is very special in my heart. 2015, this race was rigged. And you can look at the race comments. 504 race comments. That seems like a lot on Racing Reference, because it is. And the reason that it is was Kurt Busch was going to win this race. This was about a week after Kurt Busch had been accused of choking out his girlfriend. Do you remember this story? So he had to sit out the Daytona race, and we thought he was going to be permanently suspended, but eventually NASCAR said, all right, you can come back in, you can race, which a lot of people were really upset about, which probably would never happen now in the Me Too era, but back then, they let him come back and race. You know, you get due process, and you're innocent until proven guilty. Whatever, NASCAR lets him back in, which, you know, you could argue they went too far by kicking him out without having really any evidence or him being found guilty of anything. Or you can say, well, you know what, believe the woman, you know, believe the accuser. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I'm not going to. But what I am going to tell you was the politics of this was Kurt Busch was going to win the race, and they throw a debris caution because NASCAR did not want Kurt Busch winning this race. And you can Google it. There's several articles written about this phantom debris caution that caused Kurt Busch to win because NASCAR did not want Kurt Busch, the guy who's just been accused of choking out his girlfriend or knocking her out or punching her in the trailer area. I can't remember the exact details. It was something along those lines, and please don't accuse me of slander. I allegedly was accused of doing these things, whether he did them or not. He was never found guilty, which we'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, they throw a debris caution to ruin the race. So again, that goes to the point of these cautions at the end. There isn't a scientific explanation. There isn't something like, well, it's the tire wear on this old track. No, it's some weird Fontana home cooking of, you know, they're trying to drum up excitement. And this is a clear example of NASCAR saying, we're not letting Kurt Busch win, throw the flag. He ain't getting to the finish line. Later on, we'll find out that the woman that he was allegedly accused of assaulting was a trained CIA assassin. Not making this stuff up. So Kurt Busch supposed to win this race. They rig it so he doesn't. Later, we find out during his testimony, or I don't know if it was in Discovery or whatever, he testifies that she was a trained CIA assassin and that he was defending himself. Either way, she later, I think, went to jail for doing something illegal, selling some sort of business thing. I don't know for sure. Again, allegedly, I don't want to get sued on this podcast. So, strange. I'm telling you, Fontana's a strange race. And the decision for you is, all right, there is... Green flag seems like it's scientifically going to happen. And that seems like the logical answer is to make green flag type picks, be conservative. But there's this haunting specter of just insanity at Fontana where look, we're at 2015. 16, 17, what kind of numbers are that? So 2017, 2016, 2015, we get these random cautions at the end of Fontana. It happens, folks. Last year, maybe it was just what might have been the ghost was taking a break. 2014 Fontana, you get a caution on, ding, 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 lap 199. It never ends. You get green-white shootouts, which absolutely takes the fantasy lineup. It takes the winning lineup and then basically just shuffles it up like an Etch-a-Sketch. Shakes it up, and all of a sudden you went from winning money to, well, that was fun. I should have put in a random lineup and anticipated the randomness at the end. That's what normally happens at Fontana. Last year it didn't. It stayed green. 2013, what do you folks think? When did we get a caution? This one's a little bit... Nope, 200. They just actually ended. They say, whatever. This is a... They end the race on a caution. But if you want to go back further, you still had a caution on lap 186 with 15 laps to go, which is enough to shake things up. That's pretty crazy compared to the racing that we're getting right now. If you get a lap with 15, a caution with 15 laps left, that's pretty bonkers compared to the racing that we've grown accustomed to over the last green season. Let alone, you get a caution at the very end that freezes the field. Let's go back to 2012. What do you think? And this one actually ends under caution because it ends under rain. 129, we don't even get a full race in. So again, I think that counts. 2011, caution on lap 187, 13 laps left. Again, that's not super crazy, but still, we end up with an 8-lap shootout at the end. An 8-lap shootout at the end is pretty big. That changes the dynamic of the race. That's going to change the finishing order. It absolutely will. People are going to gain 5 spots. People are going to lose 5 spots. And you're going to say, well, hell, I built this guy and he ran up front the entire time, but it didn't matter because we just got a shootout at the end. Why didn't I just build a shootout lineup? Something to think about. Maybe have to build some shootout lineups. 30% shootout lineups where I take guys that I think are going to be fast in the short run and just anticipate that they get some undeserved spots at the very end. Holy God, look at the 2010 Pepsi Max 400. Is this back when they still ran two races at, I think this was when they ran two races at Fontana. So this is ancient days, but even in ancient days, you've got almost 11 cautions, which is crazy. And our old friend Debris Caution is in the mix and you get a caution. So you get a 2-lap shootout, again, a 2-lap shootout at Fontana. We're going back to 2010. We're going back to when they raced twice at Fontana and you're getting shootouts at the end every single time. So there it is, there's your podcast. That's the decision you gotta make. Is it green or is it a shootout at the end? These two forces are smashing and running into each other. You can't have them both. Well, you can. You have a really green race, but at the end, if you get that caution at the end, it doesn't matter if we had a green race before. But we've had a season of green, and we got green last year at the end of this race. But there's always this idea of somehow, and there isn't, you look at these cautions, it's not like it makes any sense. You can look specifically at these and say, well, why are we getting cautions at the end of Fontana? There isn't a reason, folks. The only reason that you can explain is sometimes NASCAR is just trying to drum up some excitement at a typically boring racetrack, which should have much better racing. And we could have really good racing with this plate system that they run. If they run a plate here, we could have really good racing. But the Well, yes, if you did the plate, I really think, well, if they ran at the All-Star Package last year, we could really have some exciting racing. But the tapered spacer, with people doing their own different setups, it's not going to make for good racing. We talked about this last week on the podcast. Fontana on iRacing apparently is really fun if you go into the fixed setups. But once you go into open setups where people can adjust their cars, the good guys, the smart crews, the smart players are going to build faster cars and they're going to separate. And the people like me and the Landon Castles of the world, we just don't have the engineers to do that. So we're going to separate and we're going to fall behind. So that's never going to happen. NASCAR's never going to have fixed setup. Even though they did, when you go back to the 1950s, you had the... was it strictly stock, where they really tried to do stock only, but people didn't like it. They thought it was boring, and they still liked the allure of these mechanics just finding ways to get more out of the car, and that's fine. So you're never going to get that in NASCAR. You're never going to get fixed. Even though you did with IROC, you got fixed, and people liked it. And we go back and watch those videos, and we kind of are fascinated by them. So maybe we shouldn't completely rule it out, but I think it's going to be hard to sell that. But if you go with a plate, then it doesn't matter. You can adjust all you want. The cars are going to be slowed down so much that it doesn't matter what you've adjusted or what you've come up with. You're pretty limited in your manipulation of the vehicle when you go with a full plate restricting the air. That would be cool at Fontana. They're not going to do that, but if it's a disaster, maybe they should consider it at Michigan. Please, God, use a full plate at Michigan. Please, that would make that race so awesome. I hate Michigan. It is the worst race on the track. It is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I apologize to anyone who goes to Michigan as their home track, but it is the biggest, boringest intermediate track that was ever invented. And I know it's super fast, and it was really cool to see how fast they were going when they repaved it. But it does not produce good racing. And it also is a track that completely and unfairly favors that top line, and if you restart on the top line, you get a bunch of spots. And what are we talking about Michigan here? We're supposed to talk about Fontana. Well, there it is. So folks, you make the decision. It is up to you. Are you going to build a lineup that anticipates a green race? Are you going to build a lineup that hedges on this thing for whatever reason, having a caution at the end, and there's a short run at the end, and drivers who probably should have finished 25th finish 18th, and they're the value plays, and a guy that shouldn't have won wins at an affordable price? Something to chew on. Double punt at Fontana? Possibly.